why would you visit Diggins Point?
I have my reasons. My kind are mysterious like that.
Your kind?
Here, let me show you. Might want to shade your eyes.
A moment later, light poured into the chamber, spilling from a small hole in the hull. Tress blinked, pushing her frazzled hair out of her eyes as she made out her surroundings. She was in a cell built into part of the ship's hold, maybe 4 feet on each side and not much taller. Across from her, lashed on top of some boxes, was a much smaller cage. In it sat a common black rat. He'd pulled a cork from the hole with his little paws.
I keep this thing plugged so they don't know about it. Don't want them to move the cage, you know?
The rat turned and saw her for the first time, then cocked his head.
What?
The rat was silent. Tress pulled back. She didn't like the way the rat stared at her with those beady little eyes.
What?
Didn't get a good look at you when they brought you down. I didn't realize... Didn't expect you to be so young. You're no royal inspector.
I have a young face.
I'm sure.
The rat moved to the edge of his cage and sat on his haunches, leaning forward, tiny paws together. It was a very rat-like pose, which Tress supposed made sense.
You're sneaking off the island. Why under the moons would you do that?
I told you, nobody wants to be on Diggins Point. Anyway, the sailors bought my act, so you don't need to keep staring at me like that. My escape plan worked.
Save for the whole accidentally frightening a bunch of smugglers part, I assume.
Tress wiped her eyes once more.
Can we maybe backtrack on this conversation? It looks like we missed the main roadway. I don't mean to be rude, but you are a rat.
Seems self-evident.
But you're talking.
Again, self-evident.
Yes, but how?
With my mouth. Also reference my previous answer.
She bit her lip. It was a testament to her state of mind that she'd pushed him that far already. Was asking a talking rat why he could talk impolite? She probably would have been offended if someone had asked her why she could talk. The rat moved to pick up the cork.
There's a story behind how I can talk, I suppose. It's not one I'm interested in telling.
Huh.
What?
It's just, I'm not used to people saying things like that.
The rat nibbled a bit on the cork, then moved it toward the hole.
Could you leave the hole open a little longer?
The rat nearly had the cork positioned, but he lowered it to the cage floor again.
So, smugglers.